Spurs coach Greg Popovich calls Trump a coward over coronavirus response. By Warner Todd Houston on March 9, 2020. San Antonio Spurs coach and frequent Trump critic Greg Popovich went on the attack against President Trump over the U.S. response to the coronavirus. Popovich accused Trump of being a coward because of his coronavirus policies. "It was our president blaming Barack Obama for the fact we don't have the kits we need right now. Seriously, I think he thinks Barack Obama tripped," 1984 U.S. Olympian and 3,000-meter runner Mary Decker, Popovich said, according to the New York Post. "Seriously, so you know if it affects him personally in a financial or political way and it's positive, he'll tout about it, and he'll brag about it forever. But if it goes against him, whether it's a person or an organization, he'll go after it. We all know why, because he's a coward," Popovich added. Of course, according to PJ Media, Obama waited to declare the H1N1 virus a public health emergency until 1,000 Americans had already died. Meanwhile, with today's coronavirus, a far smaller number of Americans have died, 21, and Trump has already moved to deal with the outbreak. Indeed, the wild reactions to coronavirus is out of proportion to its lethality. After all, according to the CDC, about 10,000 to 12,000 people die every year from the average, everyday flu. So, the coronavirus, at this stage, is by far a lesser health problem. Still, Popovich seems on the side of fanning flames over the virus. But while the NBA coach, whose team is in a dismal 12th place among the 15 Western Conference teams, is forever on the lookout for things with which to attack Trump, Popovich was more willing to give China a pass despite being one of the most oppressive nations on earth. Popovich, who calls Trump a coward, found himself unable to criticize China for its crackdown on the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong or its long record of human rights abuses. According to a report at Human Rights Watch, China is still one of the worst abusers of human rights in the world. In its 2018 report, the organization reported that China has dramatically stepped up repression and systematic abuses against the 13 million Turkic Muslims, including Uyghurs and ethnic Kazakhs, in China's northwestern Xinjiang region. Yet last year, when the NBA was in the midst of its controversial kowtowing to China, Popovich was unable to voice any fault at all with the communist nation. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.